registered clinical herbalist with American Herbalist Guild and also a certified nutritional therapist. I also come from the pharmacy compounding background. I do have my license attached to Virginia Pharmacy Board. So I have my practice at my doctor's pharmacy in Herndon, locally, where we see our clients as well as I work there during the weekdays as well. So today, with further delay, we are going to talk about the pulses. Pulses, as we all know, that it's an integral part of overall worldwide cooking. And we all know about pulses. We all know about the different lentils. And some people call it dals. And every culture and every part of world, pulses are being known with different names. So just a little introduction. We don't have, we have a little bit of time constraints. So we are going to talk a little bit about what type of pulses are available overall, and also some nutritional values of having the pulses in our diet. Again, this is not a medical advice. This is basically done for an educational purposes only, just to know what you're doing and what the importance of those pulses in our diet is and why they are important to us. So first of all, let's see what the pulses are. We read about these pulses, these lentils, and all this beautiful family of food, but exactly what these pulses are. So they are just the plain edible dried seeds which come from the legume family. Legume is the most flowering plants. And as the regular other plants, they usually cultivate then they are ripe. So these type of food categories or these type of grains are being cultivated or harvested rather when they are completely dried in the pods itself, when it is already still on the plants. So it's not that the green peas are taken out and then dried later on. It's something which already sits in the pod and it's been drying out automatically in the sun and then they are being harvested. So these type of grains are harvested when they are actually dried inside those pods. So that's a big difference between why they come to from those categories and why the regular crops, when they are harvested, when still green. And this is actually a broad term used for varieties of different things like beans, lentils, peas. And we are going to see what are the main categories which we find in our regular cooking. So as I said, they come from the leguminosa or legume family. And if you consider or rather asked a botanist what exactly legume family is, a very simple definition that it's a type of fruit from the plant, which when you open it, it splits into two parts. That's a very simple definition you can consider or just remember. And it's actually one of the third largest family of flowering plants. So they have beautiful flowers when they're actually getting matured. So I have a picture of one of them, which you will be seeing, or the other you will see how beautiful these are. And as we go, once we go from slide to slide, you'll know that how these pods look like. But as I said in the picture, you can see these plants coming from a beautiful pods of these flowers converting on those fruits. So all these things which you see, those kind of, they are not actually fruit, but type of a bean, which is called as fruits of those flowering plants. Now, how exactly it looks like inside of the pulse? So it holds about one seed to about 12 seeds altogether in that little pod. So to give you an example, this is a pod of a green pea, and as you can see, there are about 6 seeds in there. So once they are dried, that's the one we use it as the green peas, which is being cooked into the soups. This is one of my most favorite example of mung beans. And mung beans is a great importance. It's not only in Ayurvedic cooking or Ayurvedic therapy, but also in traditional Chinese medicine. It's been used in Asia for many, many years. It's greatly detoxifying and also it's been cooling to the body. So it's when somebody is on the light diet or detoxifying diet, mung beans are being used in regular dishes. Like a famous dish which we use it in Ayurvedic cooking is the khichdi. And khichdi has been made by sprouting those beans. And we are going to see why the sprouting or the processing of these particular lentils or pulses are important. So altogether, by Food and Agriculture Organization overall, there are 11 types of pulses which have been recognized. Out of them, 10 are the commonly known, and one of them is the one which comes in the minority. So the first of all is the dried beans, which we all know, we all cook, we use those like red kidney beans. You can see up here in the pictures, there are various types of red kidney beans. This is the cannellini beans. This is another type of beans which we use in various cookings. So any type of dried beans is part number one. Then these are the dried broad beans. The broad beans are the ones which are used in Western Asia, in also the parts of India, mainly towards the base of Himalayas, like Jammu Kashmir. You will see a lot of cooking being done with those type of beans, and also being used very commonly in Spain for their cooking. Then these are dry peas. We all know that these type of, everybody cooks with dry peas. Everybody with their little soups, with the different dishes, or even the chaat dishes, or even the street side food from India has also been cooked with using the dry peas. Then chickpeas, also known as garbanzo beans, and it's one of the main ingredients in Mediterranean cooking and also in Indian cooking. Chana masala is one of our all favorite type of food, and just by saying the name, I'm pretty sure many Indians get that mouth-watering sensation as soon as we say chana masala. It's one of the chana masala with puri is one of our favorite things to eat overall, all over India. Cow peas, they are originated from West Africa, and the name itself suggests as why it is called as, many of these names actually give you a little bit background about themselves. So when you say cow peas, this is one of the part of main part of animal fodder. So it must be given to cows to feed with the nutrition when they are being fed for the regular maintenance or having a healthy maintenance of those cattles. Then pigeon peas, again, part of India, Africa, Middle East, everywhere. And again, the name as suggested, pigeon peas. So probably these type of grains are being used to feed pigeons. We all know that in past, pigeons were supposed to be like a delicacy of having it at their possessions in many kings and sardars and maharajas. So those are the type of food probably they must be using for feeding the pigeons. But of course, they have a whole lot of nutritional values as well when we consume it. Then lentils, again, many of the Mediterranean cooking, Indian cooking, Asian cooking, all of these, they use it. And lentils, one of the main ingredient, again, in Indian cooking as well. Then bambara beans are also called as African yellow beans. And they are actually mostly used in part of Nigeria and other parts of Africa as well. And they are actually very similar to what we called as groundnuts or the peanuts. So those, they actually ripen under the ground and not over the pod. So there are some of them which are under the pod or underneath the ground part. So what this one of the examples is the bambara beans, that they are under the ground parts. Then vetches, again, it has been cooked in many of the other cookings. Lupines, as I said, the beautiful flowering plants of these family, the legume family, and as you see in the slide, this is the plant when it's in the flowering stage, and these little seeds where you see on the left, they are all in those pods. They will be getting converted into those little things or little seeds when they are matured. And again, minority pulses, I've not included many of them, but just to give you an idea. And this all these slide pictures which are coming, they are probably from all from the websites or all from the internet. So maybe subjected to the copyright. So just be careful when we are distributing these. So just to give you an idea again, what we saw, legumes and pulses and all different types. Now let's look into the power of pulses, why nutritionally they are important and why what type of nutrition they provide us for our bodies. So just to give you the Ayurvedic quality, Ayurvedic system, we all know it's one of the most Indian ancient system coming from the from the part of India where, or rather from India, where exactly like traditional Chinese medicine, right, even before this conventional medicine was practiced. So this is the ancient way of actually practicing the medicine. Ayurvedically, the taste we call, there are actually six different tastes comes from Ayurveda. So one of them is an astringent taste. It has the qualities that those lentils or pulses have the qualities of earth and air element together. And that's why they come in the properties of very cooling, drying, and also heavy in nature. When I say heavy, it's more like anabolic testing nature, or anabolic building nature rather. So when taken in moderation, it actually calms down pitta and kapha prakriti. There are three different type of constitution which are recognized in Ayurveda. It's vata, pitta, and kapha. Just to be a little careful about the lentils and pulses is when somebody has an excess vata, or when they already have a lot of gas and bloating and vata, other vata symptoms going on, they just have to be a little careful when they are using the type, sort, certain type of pulses or lentils, or rather the consumption, the amount they can consume. They are, of course, an excellent source of proteins. So it is actually called as a poor people's meat, because when in certain countries or where they don't have enough supply of those protein-rich meats, or maybe the animal protein is not available, or rather people who are vegetarians, like people in India, like me, my main source of proteins comes from this lentils and pulses. So all we know that the proteins are the most building blocks of the body, and it is required to have a good muscle health, to keep the good skin, to function for all organs, and most important, our nervous system, and our digestion, which needs the proper enzyme production. So all these things are the building blocks which comes. So proteins are the building blocks of the body. They are also useful to keep our immune system going. We are all listening, or rather hearing about all this, the name called antibodies now, especially in COVID situation. So those antibodies are nothing but specialized proteins. And these are the ones we fight against the infections. So useful for immune system. So protein is the must to build up those bodies' immune system strong, of course, almost for hormonal balance overall, especially in feminine health, where the girl goes from the puberty to the woman goes till menopause. All these stages, the importance of hormonal balance is plays the key role, and the proteins are also considered as the part of that, and overall must have for optimal health. So, as I said, source of protein is important, and that is lentils provide ample amount of those. Second thing, they are the excellent source of dietary fibers and also low in fat. So maintaining somebody is on the low, any of the weight loss programs, or even trying to maintain into the proper body health for various different conditions. Could be cardiovascular conditions, if somebody is on a diabetic diet. So there are certain types of lentils are being introduced in the diet over certain meats as well. If somebody wants to go meat-free, or somebody wants to go more onto the vegetarian side. And because of its high fiber content, they actually are helpful in maintaining our cholesterol levels overall, lipid levels overall, which is important for the cardiovascular health or in cardiovascular disease. They also decrease our intestinal transit time. That means that when that these things are eaten in a proper amount, the elimination next morning gets easier. The elimination of our bowels gets easier, so that it actually decreases the transit time. And of course, our pancreatic secretion, our pancreatic juices, which are helpful further down to break certain type of food, microscopic material inside. So these are, again, important dietary fibers and low in fat. And this is one of my most favorite reasons why we asked people to consume certain type of lentils in their diet. Because they are fully sourced with B vitamins, like thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, so B1, B2, B3, and also the folate. So B1, we all know it's a part of enzyme essential for the energy production. It is mainly useful for carbohydrate metabolism as well. So as body, when once we put the food inside our body, it only knows about three types: carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. So for those carbohydrate metabolism, B1, the vitamin B1 is important. B2, the same thing, energy production. So overall B vitamins takes part in the energy production. And it also is important to produce more glutathione, which is actually, it's like a chelator to grab those free radicals all around, or rather damaging radicals all over the body. So it's more into the prevention side to produce as a precursor for glutathione. And of course, in some of the studies, it's been shown that it's a preventative against getting the esophageal cancer. So it's important for the digestive system overall. Then B3, again, of course, parts in the pre-energy production, but regulating the blood sugar. So it is also important with in the cases of a person with a diabetes or who is the diabetic overall, and also beneficial in the cardiovascular health. Niacin, that B3, has been studied overall from last many years now, even to control some cardiovascular preventative measures. And folate, as we all know, that it carries that function of manufacturing of DNA and brain neurotransmitters. So it's folate is also one of the important groups when it comes according comes with the B vitamins. Then it's again, lentils are source of minerals. We all know the body needs according with the vitamins that are essential minerals, which are important, like the potassium, calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, iron. All these, they come from they're necessary for the bones and blood and cellular health. And those lentils are packed with those as well. Other beneficial effects of lentils which are studied are anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer properties, anti-ulcerative properties, antimicrobial properties. So all these, it's like a pack of bundle together. It's like a whole and soul pack of nutritional values coming together with those lentils. Then there are many different compounds, as I have mentioned, phenolics, flavonoids, tannins, saponins. So of course, these are more onto the plant chemistry side, but overall, it's a pack of bundle which comes with a lot of benefits and phytochemicals. Now, one most important thing you must have, we all know as we come from different cultures also, that there is a particular way of processing these pulses, that they need to be either soaked or they need to be sprout, or they need to be previously pressure cooked or even cooked. So why is it important for us to soak those pulses beforehand, or why it is rather recommended to soak these pulses beforehand, is because they actually contain some when I say anti-nutrient, that does not mean that it is not at all helpful, but there are these nutrients or other compounds which comes with some packed categories or comes with some difficultly absorbing categories by the body, and they need to be broken down further, like phytates. They are the storage of phosphorus. Phosphorus, it's actually one of the part of inositol. It's the it's like a category of the B vitamins also, but they need to be broken down further for the body to get absorbed properly inside. Because if it is not done the way it's supposed to be, otherwise they can make the body depleted in certain things. Like they can make, for example, to give you the, it can make a body to have a difficulty in processing or rather absorbing iron if it is not broken down properly. Protease is another enzymes which breaks the proteins down. So to have those enzymes or those properties released properly and to get the, it's available for the body to take it the way easier to absorb. That's why it's important to process the pulses like soaking, sprouting. That's the important process. And this is just a quick example of my favorite recipe, which we make it at home. This is tridoshik. Tridoshik means can be done by all three type of body constitution, vata, pitta, and kapha. Of course, vata people has to be a little careful when they're consuming it in a larger amount. So there should be a restriction on how much to consume. There's a very quick red lentil curry soup or curry recipe that you just have a cup of red lentil, four or five cups of water, then mustard seeds, cumin seeds, curry leaves, garlic, clove, 1 inch of cinnamon, tablespoon of ghee. Ghee is best in cooking when it comes to the pulses or lentils. You can just have the ghee along with soaked pulses and lentils and pressure cook it. It actually helps to break down those things further. And of course, turmeric. Turmeric is the part of everybody's cooking, especially comes from the Asian countries as well. And you just cook those lentils and then just have a good tempering of those. And it's an excellent dish along with rice or even chapati or naan, anything you want. But rice and lentil is one of the good winter soothing recipes overall. And I think that's it for today. Stop sharing.
So, Mrs. Anka, Despondeur, talking about this.